for pitch walk. It's the second straight inning where the Raptors have drawn a walk to begin the frame. To bring up Kyler McIntosh. It's the shortstop's second straight game hitting fifth for the Raptors. Was hitless last night. A ground out hit into a crucial 8-2 double play. Jack Matthew was trying to tag and score on a flyout from McIntosh to center field in the sixth inning, but was thrown out at home plate. First pitch, a fastball right down to the heart of the plate. McIntosh takes it for strike one. On deck, it's Jake Beauchesne to follow Mason Onati. McIntosh collected his first hit as a Raptor on Thursday night at the Duck Pond. A bloop single to center field with two outs in the seventh inning made it a 3-2 ball game. McIntosh fouls this 0-1 back right near the home plate club. Quickly, no balls and two strikes on the Raptor shortstop. Ricky Williams on ball boy duty tonight. It's usually the starting pitcher from the night before for Wisconsin Rapids to take care of the foul balls or pass balls that get by. The 0-2, swing and a miss. McIntosh goes chasing a three-pitch punch out for Tyson Romero, his second of the ballgame. It'll bring up Jake Beauchesne in the sixth spot tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. He'll be playing in his eighth game with the Raptors. The freshman out of Saddleback College, four in his first 28 at-bats. He's on a three-game hitting streak starting on Sunday in Lakeshore and had a hit in back-to-back games at the Duck Pond. First pitch swinging in the air, deep left center field. Best back at the track, at the wall. See you later. It's a two-run blast for Jake Beauchesne, the second straight game with a homer for the Raptors. And we're tied at two. I told the crew up here we were going to talk yard cards in this inning. I said Jake Beauchesne was my original thought, but I pivoted on my pick and went with Jorge Degatti. I pay the price, but hey, either way, we'll take it. The Raptors have knotted it up at two apiece. Love the home run horn as well up here in the press box. One out in the frame, nobody on. It's the left-handed hitting third baseman Mason Onati now. A first pitch breaking ball in the outside corner from Romero misses for ball one. Beauchesne barreled that one and it had a good chance off the bat, clearing the left center field wall right by the Aspirus Health sign. 1-0 to Onati, another off-speed delivery from Romero misses low and in for ball two. We're at the bottom third of the Raptor order here. It's Onati and then Nomar Basurto in the on-deck circle. Bryson Stripling, the catcher, to follow. The 2-0, missing out the right-handed batter's box. Ball three here on Onati. Onati is 4 for 23 so far this season in nine games. A 174 hitter, had a hit back in Madison off the bench on Thursday as he takes the 3-0 pitch downstairs. Another four-pitch walk issued from the right-hander Tyson Romero here in the second inning. Nomar Basurto will come into the plate here with a runner on first. Basurto struggling to begin his Raptor tenure. He's taken 16 at-bats in five games, has just one hit. That knock coming back on the 29th of May against Waterloo. It was in the first Raptor home win of the season, 7-6 over the Bucks. Getting on base at a 3.04 clip, has scored four runs this year as Basurto. The last time he played was in Wausau a week ago on Saturday, June 1st. Mound meeting quickly between Whittle and the right-hander Romero prior to this battle with the eight hitter in the Raptor order. Certo, the redshirt sophomore from Luna College, hitting from the left side. Prior to the first pitch, though, a pickoff move to check in on Onati at first base. Certo played in 33 games at the collegiate level in 2024. The Tucson, Arizona native was a 299 hitter and had an OPS of 976. First pitch to Basurto misses low for ball one. A back pick from Whittle to check in on Onati. Tag applied by Guerin, but Mason's in there safely. Onati, some good speed over on first base. See if the Raptors try to have him swipe second and get into scoring position. A couple of the regulars we've seen here the last few days getting some time off as a 1-0 delivery on the inside corner from Romero was called a strike. No Tyler McClanahan tonight. Miles Vandenhoevel, we mentioned in the first 10 games for the Raptors, being the leadoff batter and either playing second base or center field in every single one of them. He's down tonight as well. 1-1 pitch, runner takes off, swing and a miss by Basurto. The throw down to second is on the money. But a fantastic slide from Mason Onati to get by the tag of Shea Robinson. He's in there safely. A swim move for Onati puts him in scoring position with one down here in the second inning and a 1-2 count on Nomar Basurto. It's the second fantastic swim move Onati's had on the base paths this year. Had one at third base as well just a few games ago. The 1-2 pitch to Basurto, a breaking ball, missing up and in. Trying to look back at what game it was that Onati had that swim move. That was against Madison earlier on, I want to say. Regardless, he's been a crafty base runner for the Raptors and is in scoring position. The 2-2 to Basurto, hit back softly on the ground. Charging in on the left side as Robinson fumbles it in his glove, but the throw to first is in time. Onati to third on the 6-3 put out. That is the second out here in this inning. It's the nine-hitter now, Bryson Stripling. With a runner 90 feet away, would give the Raptors their first lead of the night if Stripling could deposit at least a base hit into the outfield here. Stripling last played at Madison on June 5th when hitless. So far in 15 at-bats this year in five games, Strip is 2-for-15, two RBIs. First pitch, breaking ball from the right-hander. Romero clips the outside corner for a called strike. Top of the order with Trotter Boston in the on-deck circle. Jorge Degatti will follow him. 0-1 pitch, Stripling loses his bat but shoots it up the middle. It's a base hit. The bat flies to the screen protecting the home plate club, but Bryson Stripling comes through. It's a two-out RBI single, and the Raptors have added three runs here in this second inning to take a 3-2 lead. It'll be Trotter Boston now who drew a six-pitch walk to begin the Raptors' offensive showing in this ballgame just an inning ago. Tabor College Blue Jay has been impressive to begin this season. Romero set, first pitch to Boston, misses inside for a ball. Entering tonight, Boston 11-for-39, 282 is the redshirt junior from Tabor College and a native of Roswell, New Mexico. Four doubles, four RBIs, four walks drawn, two hit by pitches for Boston. 1-0, this one ripped into right field. That's a fair ball. Stripling motoring around the second base bag. We'll get the stop sign from Chris Wilsey. And Trotter Boston is standing at second base. It's his fifth double of the summer. Raptors keep it rolling here with two down in the second. Two ducks on the pond for Jorge Degatti. Degatti hit to a 6-4-3 double play an inning ago. Last night, Degatti out of the cleanup spot, reached twice, drew a four-pitch walk in the sixth inning, singled with one out in the ninth. It was the fifth and final hit for the Raptors in that 6-2 loss. Romero set, first base side of the rubber, the first pitch to Degatti, and on the hands, shot the other way on the ground to first base on a two-hop. Blake Aaron will gather and take it to the first base bag himself for the final out of the inning. The Raptors send eight to the plate here in the second and score three times. The highlight, a two-run homer, his first of the season for Jake Beauchesne. 3-2 the score. We'll be back in just a couple minutes for the top of the third from historic Witter Field. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles from opening day to all those summer nights. You'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
One, two, three.
What you doing?
Four, five, six. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
The Rafters plate three in the home half of the second, and they now lead the Madison Mallards for the first time tonight by a score of 3-2. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters, back with you here on WFHR. Zach Boss heads to the mound with a lead for the first time tonight. He gets the 3-4-5 spots of the Mallard order for the second time today. It'll be Alex Harrell to lead off the inning. The DH of the Mallards still searching for his first hit of this summer. First pitch from Boss to Harrell's a fastball on the outside corner is called a strike. Harrell popped out to the second baseman. Trotter Boston was the first out of the first inning. The 0-1 pitch tapped foul right back behind Bryson Stripling. Stripling points out to the mound, a nod of approval on that delivery from Zach Boss. He's ahead here 0-2. Two runs on four hits and no errors for the Mallards. Three runs on three hits and no errors for the Rafters so far. Evan Palmer, the right-hander from VMI, Virginia Military Institute, is the pitcher warming up down the line for Wisconsin Rapids. 0-2, check swing, did not go around, says the first base umpire William Jett. Count moves, 1-2 on Harrell. On deck is Blake Guerin, Jake Monroe, the third baseman to follow. All right-handed bats set to lead off against Boston this inning. Deep breath from Boss, the 1-2. That fastball just misses. Up and out for ball two. Rafters sent eight to the plate in the bottom of the second. A two-run homer for Jake Beauchesne, his first of the season. He also saw Trotter Boston double in his second at-bat of the ballgame. 2-2 pitch. Harrell taps this one foul. We're talking about the yard cards and bugs the press box up here. We'll go through the picks even though the Rafters are coming up to the hit in the bottom of the third. I took Jorge Degatti. Abby going with Grayson Schaefer, Griffin, Kyler McIntosh, Dawson, Trotter Boston, Kellen Kapoor, the voice of the Rafters on the television side, going with Jack Mathey, and the PA voice here at Witter Field, Joe, going with Nomar Basurto. Nobody taking Jake Beauchesne tonight. 2-2 to Harrell, swung on and missed. Down on strikes is Harrell. It is the first strikeout for Zach Boston tonight's ballgame. It's the second straight night where we could have someone hit a home run and nobody take them in our yard card selection. Last night it was Miles Vandenhoovel, and as of right now tonight it's Jake Beauchesne. Only thing I said to the people up here in the press box, I said, you know what, before I made my pick of Jorge Degatti, because I got a higher pick on the draft today, I said, I like Jake Beauchesne, but having the power in Jorge Degatti's bat, knowing what he did, leading the Rafters in average last year, it's hard to pass up having him available at my spot. I paid the price hard, but hey, we'll take it for the Rafters, a lead in this ballgame. As the first pitch to Blake Guerin is fouled back, count will begin, no balls and a strike on the big first baseman on the Mallard side. Guerin flew out to Jake Beauchesne in center field in his last trip to the plate in the first inning. Reached base four times last night, drawing three walks against Rafter pitching to Guerin. The 0-1 from Boss. That one misses outside for ball one. Guerin walking on five pitches in the third, seven pitch walk in the eighth, and a six pitch walk in the ninth. He scored on that David Whittle grand slam. His lone hit of last night's ballgame was a leadoff single in the top of the sixth. 1-1 pitch, an elevated heater that misses upstairs from Boss for ball two. Boss from McNeese State, making his second start with the Rafters, talked about his 2 2/3 innings against Wausau on the road a week ago, making his Witter Field debut tonight. The 2-1 is a slashed foul down the right field line by Guerin to make it two balls and two strikes. Boss, a 6'2 senior, spent 2 years with McNeese, one of the two qualified arms at the school this past season. 13 outings, 12 starts, an ERA over 6, a whip just over 1.4, through 63 2/3 innings this spring, the second most on his team. 2-2 to Guerin. That one just misses the outside corner. We got a full count here on Blake Guerin in his second plate appearance tonight. Boss threw 7 1/3 scoreless against Lamar University back on the 4th of April. Five hits allowed, two walks, and two strikeouts for the right-hander. Here comes the 3-2. And on the hands, a breaking ball is smacked back up the middle, and it's going to find some grass for a base hit. Blake Aaron, a one-out base hit. He continues his streak to begin the season. It'll bring up the right-handed hitting third baseman, Jake Monroe. Aaron entered tonight 17 for 42 in his first 10 games of the summer, a 405 hitter. He now has collected a hit in his last seven games. Only has one game this summer without a hit. That was back on the 30th of May at Green Bay. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Monroe misses outside for a ball. Aaron had a three-hit game against the Rafters in the first of 12 between the two teams on Wednesday night back at Warner Park. That included a two-run double to make it a 9-6 ball game in the eighth inning. 1-0 pitch, hit on the ground. That's going to get past Mason Onati over at third base and into left field. Back-to-back singles with one down for the Mallards here in this top of the third inning. Justin Best will step into the box for the second time today with a couple runners out on the base path, one in scoring position being Blake Aaron. Best was wasting no time in his first at-bat of the ballgame an inning ago, led off the second with a base hit into right field, later came in to score. Now six hits for the Mallards to the Rafters, three, but Wisconsin Rapids ahead in the fourth matchup between the two teams this summer. First pitch to Best is a fastball right down the heart of the plate that he watches go by for strike one. Moreno on deck, Whittle to follow for the Rafters when we get to the home half of the third inning. 3-4-5, two up, Jack Matthey, Grayson Schaefer, and Kyler McIntosh. The 0-1 from Voss, swing and a miss on that off-speed delivery. Way out in front was Best, it's now 0-2. Looking at Best, he hit a home run against these Rafters in the first of the four games between the two teams on Wednesday night back at the Duck Pond. Started both games in Madison, got the night off last night here in Wisconsin Rapids. 0-2 pitch, lightly tapped on the ground, right side. Schaefer off the first base bag to field it, throws to first. McIntosh on the bag will receive the throw, but there's no other play to be made. It's a 3-6 fielder's choice, putting runners on the corners with two down here in the third. So Monroe out, Guerin to third. That's where he'll stay for Liam Moreno. Moreno a base hit, following up Best in the previous inning. Chance here for Moreno to tie this ball game up with Guerin just 90 feet away. The St. Cloud State University Juniors. First delivery from Zach Voss just misses the outside corner for a ball. This is Moreno's fourth regular season that he's seen time with the Mallards in. Played in 16 games in 2021, 48 in 2022, and 16 in the regular season last year. Even saw some playoff action in 21 and 23. 1-0 pitch, shoots this one the other way into right field. Jumping up to make the grab is Jorge Degatti, battling the sun. No trouble for the second-year Rafter to make the catch and retire the side. Zach Voss throws a scoreless top of the third inning. 3-2 the score. We head to the bottom of the third inning from Winter Field. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally Crone Radio.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like, a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know?
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
3-4-5 due up in the bottom of the third inning. Your Rafters lead the Madison Mallards on this fine Saturday night from historic Witter Field by a score of 3-2. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters back here on WFHR. It'll be the designated hitter Jack Matthey to lead off this home half of the third. First pitch from the right-hander Tyson Romero to Matthews, a breaking ball that misses well inside for ball one. Matthew went down looking against Romero back in the first inning. He's 0-1 today. 1-0 pitch, another breaking ball from Romero that misses high for ball two. Rafters got all three of their runs an inning ago in the bottom of the second, scoring started by Jake Beauchesne, a two-run blast for the outfielder from Saddleback College. The 2-0 fastball misses outside for ball three on Matthew. Madison got one in the first, one in the second. Two runs on six hits and no errors for the visitors, and for your Rafters, three runs on three hits and no errors. The 3-0 to Matthews, a fastball right down the chute, taken for strike one. First scoreless inning for Zach Voss was in the third. Evan Palmer, the right-hander from VMI, still throwing in the bullpen with pitching coach Mike Spears. Could see him shortly. 3-1, Matthew chases that breaking ball in the dirt. And a full count been worked by Romero here. Out of the Division III, Nebraska Wesleyan University. Over 60 innings thrown in college this past spring. The 3-2. Breaking ball, missing outside for ball four. Matthew, a six-pitch walk. He's on base for the first time tonight. It'll be Grayson Schaefer, the right-handed hitting first baseman. You catch our field, Mike. There, a shout out to WFHR and myself. All 72 games this season, right here on your home of the Rafters in their 15th season. Schaefer drew a four-pitch walk in his first plate appearance of the ballgame just an inning ago. First pitch to Schaefer is a fastball on the inside corner that's there for a called strike. McIntosh on deck, Beauchesne to follow. Schaefer back to the spot where he hit on opening day for the Rafters. The cleanup hitter and first baseman for Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1 pitch. Schaefer pops this one up behind home plate. Whittle ditching the mask. Will it stay in the field of play for him? Yes, it will, and David makes the grab. Pop out to the catcher in foul territory for the Rafters is their first out the home half of the third. To bring up the right-handed hitting shortstop, Kyler McIntosh. Had some rain in the area in Wisconsin Rapids this morning. 10-11 a.m. for a couple hours, but by the time afternoon hit, rain was gone and stadium cleaned up very nice. Plenty of time before first pitch tonight. First pitch to McIntosh from Romero is a breaking ball. McIntosh chasing away at that one outside. Count will begin nothing and one on the Rafter shortstop. McIntosh went down swinging, made the first out of the second inning. Comes the 0-1. Tapped onto the left side. Monroe, the third baseman, will let this one roll foul right near the bag. It's 0-2 on McIntosh. McIntosh got the opening night start for the Rafters at shortstop last Tuesday, but was lifted in the third inning due to injury and had been away from the lineup for nearly a week. Made his return to the Rafters lineup on June 5th, the first game of four straight at the Duck Pond against Madison. Scored a run in that game, did not collect a hit, his first hit coming in the second of two at Warner Park. The aforementioned bloop single to center field in that seventh inning, but the Rafters trailing 3-0, it made it 3-2 at the time. 0-2 the count, Matthew on first, one out in the bottom of the third inning. Romero's payoff pitch, hit on the ground left side, Monroe the third baseman gloves. To second one, Hamilton to first, not in time. McIntosh beats out what would have been an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play. Two down in the frame, he traded places with Jack Matthew. Jake Beauchesne left the yard in his first at-bat of the ballgame. Was swinging it well in batting practice on Thursday in Madison. clearing their building in left field. See if he can put another good swing on one here, and he does. This one in the air, left field, back at the wall, Moreno, goodbye. Jake Beauchesne is 2 for 2 with a couple of long balls here tonight. It is 5-2 Rafters. Two home runs in as many innings. Cue the home run horn here in the Winterfield press box. We're just in the third inning, folks, and Jake Beauchesne has launch padded two of them. Going to bring up Mason Onati with the bases empty and two down in the inning. Right-hander Romero back out of the windup. The first pitch to the Raptor third baseman misses low and inside for ball one. Onati drew a four-pitch walk in his first plate appearance of the ballgame, later scored on that RBI single with two down from Bryson Stripling. The 1-0. That one's there on the outside corner on a heater from Romero. Count evens 1-1. 1-1 the count. Two of the four hits for the Raptors tonight on those homers from Jake Beauchesne. The 1-1. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, right side to second base. Hamilton will glove and throw to first in time. Jake Beauchesne leaves the yard again for a second straight inning. Our score is 5-2 from historic Winterfield in favor of your Raptors. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. It's Evan Parmer time as we enter the top of the fourth inning. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. Either way, you're here on WFHR and locally grown radio.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Zach Boss's day is done here for the Raptors. He leaves the ballgame with a 5-2 lead. Evan Parmer, the first arm out of the pen for Mike Spears' pitching staff here tonight. Andy Ocker, your voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. And for the Tampa, Florida native Evan Parmer, it's his second outing of this 2024 Northwoods League season. Parmer last worked in that 4-3 loss on the final home game of last week's homestand, Friday night against Wausau. The Virginia Military Institute product went two innings, allowed three hits, no runs, and no walks while striking out four woodchuck hitters in the nine that he faced. It'll be the 8-9-1 spots due up for Madison here in the top of the fourth. David Whittle, Shea Robinson, and back to the top of the order with Charlie Marion. If you're just joining us, two runs on six hits and no errors for the Mallards, five runs on four hits and no errors for your Raptors. And oh yeah, two of those four hits are Jake Beauchesne home runs, a couple of two-run blasts this evening for the Raptors center fielder. First pitch to David Whittle for Evan Parmer is fouled away. Beauchesne entered tonight hitting just under 150. He's the hero right now, though. A couple of long balls, one to left center and the other to straightaway left field. Second one, a no-doubter. The 0-1 misses outside from Parmer for ball one. Whittle Played hero last night for Madison, a grand slam to right off the bench in the ninth inning. It was a 2-2 ball game with one out, made it 6-2. That was our final score. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Now a ball and two strikes. Looking at Evan Parmer's run collegiately this year, the redshirt sophomore, 16 and a third innings at BMI this spring. 1-2. This is out in the right-handed batter's box for ball two. Longest outing for Parmer, 3 1/3 innings against William and Mary back on April 23rd, and it was his last appearance of the season. Two summers ago was with the Florida Pokers of the South Florida Collegiate Baseball League. The 2-2 hits sharply on the ground over to second. Boston fields and throws to first in time. A 4-3 put up begins this fourth inning, and it begins the second outing of the season for Evan Parmer. To the ninth spot in the order, with a right-handed hitting shortstop out of Illinois State University, Shea Robinson. Robinson flew out to center field to Jake Beauchesne in his only at-bat of the ballgame back in the second. First pitch from Parmer, cranks this one in the air to left. Does Robinson, that is just foul. Inches from the chalk line down the left field line. Count will begin 0-1. 90 miles an hour on that fastball from Parmer. Bottom half of the fourth, when we get there, it'll be 8-9-1 as well. Do up for the Raptors. Nomar Basurto, Bryson Stripling, and then back to the top of the order for the third time this evening with Trotter Boston. Charlie Marion and Davis Hamilton await in the wings, looking for their first chances against Evan Parmer tonight. A cool rally towel giveaway. Got one in my hands right now from Winterfield this evening as the 0-2 bounced right back by Robinson. Now no balls and two strikes on the Mallard shortstop. The exact same jersey that the Raptors are wearing tonight. They're wearing their white home jerseys with their white bottoms and their traditional home caps. Mallards in the same uniforms they wore yesterday. The all blue with yellow trimming as the 0-2 misses low and outside for ball one. Second of three in this homestand. It'll wrap up tomorrow with a Sunday matinee 1:05 first pitch here against the La Crosse Loggers. The 1-2 from Parmer to Robinson. And on the ground over to short. On a couple of hops, McIntosh will wait it and glove to fire to first in time. A couple of groundouts generated by Parmer here in the fourth, going down 6-3 is Robinson. Raptors will be back in town for an extended stay next weekend, and if you're looking for a place to stay from out of town to watch the Raptors this summer, look no further than our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. They offer a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Charlie Marion, top of the order, his third plate appearance tonight. The first pitch from Parmer to him misses low and outside. Along with that high-speed Wi-Fi over at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites, they welcome four light companions. Bring your dogs, bring your cats, bring your family pets this summer to Wisconsin Rapids. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites here in Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-0 bounced in low and inside for ball two on the left-handed hitting Marion out of Madison College. And prior to the 2-0 pitch, Bryson Stripling calls time and will make a trot out to the mound to talk to Evan Parmer. Marion played in his first game of the summer against the Raptors on Wednesday. Had Thursday off, but went 1-for-2 in that game, and we mentioned his home run in the third last night to begin the ballgame. First team All-Region 4 at Madison College this past spring was Marion, hit 343 in 47 games, 169 at-bats for the Wolfpack. 2-0 pitch, a crisp fastball in the outside corner from Calmer that's in there for a called strike. Marion had a four-hit game against Harper College back on April 13th as the 2-1 misses low and out for ball three. Seven RBIs for Marion against Sauk Valley on the 29th of March. Two homers in that same game. The 3-1 pitch from Evan Parmer to Charlie Marion. Hit in the air. Third base line, that'll find the seats out near the Kraft River. Down the third base line here at lovely Winterfield. Count moves 3-2 on the Madison right fielder. Three, two, the count, two outs, nobody on, a 5-2 Raptor lead here in the top of the fourth. Here it comes from Evan Parmer. He got him swinging, foul tip into the glove of Stripling. It is a 1-2-3 fourth inning out of the pen for Evan Parmer. The Raptors hold their three-run lead. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Nomar Basurto, Bryson Stripling, and Trotter Boston do up for Wisconsin Rapids. You're listening to Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
New pitcher into the ballgame for the Madison Mallards as we enter the home half of the fourth inning on your home for Rafter baseball, WFHR. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you. 5-2 the score. It's Shotu Akamura in relief of Tyson Romero, the right-hander from Nebraska Wesleyan. His day is done. Three innings thrown. For Romero, 53 pitches fired by the right-hander in his start this evening. Four hits allowed, five earned runs, walked four, struck out two. Nomar Basurto will begin this frame for the Raptors in the box. Basurto making his first start or game appeared in that matter. The first time in a week since last Saturday at Wausau. First pitch, a funky delivery. Sidearm release from Shuto Akamura is in there for a called strike. Acerto grounded out to the shortstop back in the second inning, that being Shea Robinson. Well, for one today as the 1-0 misses outside. Say 1-1 the count now. Two runs on six hits and no errors for the Mallards. Five runs on four hits and no errors for the Raptor. 79 on that off-speed delivery from Akamura, the 2-0. That one's there, and it's a called strike. Count moves 1-2 on Basurto. First pitch was in there for a called strike. Stripling on deck, Boston to follow. Third time around the top for the Raptors tonight. The 1-2 from Akamura. Hitch in his delivery as that breaking ball misses low and outside to even up the count at 2-2. Romero and Voss are starters tonight. Both are done after three innings of work. Two homers from Jake Beauchesne, the highlight so far for Wisconsin Rapids. 2-2. This is low and inside. Acerto's worked a full count in his second plate appearance tonight. Beauchesne leaving the yard with one on and one out in the second to make it 2-2. And then an inning ago with one on and two outs in the third. Here comes the 3-2 to Acerto. That one misses inside for ball four. A six-pitch walk drawn by the Raptor left fielder begins this home half of the fourth inning. Gonna bring up Bryson Stripling, who's one for one. The North Georgia catcher picking up an RBI single with two outs to round out that three-run second inning. Losing his bat in the process, a bloop knock that got down into center. And scored Mason Onati to make it 3-2 at the time in favor of the Raptor. As we look across the Northwoods League on this fine Saturday evening, a final in Green Bay, the Rockers dropping a 3-2 contest to the La Crosse Loggers. Pitch from Akamura to Stripling misses low. Mankato over Badlands at home. The Moondogs taking down the Big Sticks by a score of 12-6. We got a delay right now in Kalamazoo. The 1-10 Jackrabbits taking on the 6-5 Growlers. 2-0 the score, though, in favor of the hosts. At Homer Stryker Field, the Raptors will head to Kalamazoo in the middle of July right before the All-Star break this year. The 1-0 pitch misses low to Stripling for ball two. Top two at MCCU Field, home of the Battle Creek Battle Jacks, which is where the Raptors will go following two games in Kalamazoo. 0-0 the score between the Battle Jacks and a fellow Great Lakes West Divisional opponent, the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. The 2-0 to Stripling misses outside in the left-handed batter's box. The catcher of the Raptors has worked a three-ball count in his second plate appearance tonight. St. Cloud off to a hot start at Joe Faber Field, the home of the Rocks. They lead the Minot Hot Tots 8-1 at the top of the fifth. Akamura's 3-0 pitch right down Broadway, and Stripling will take strike one. Kenosha looking to stay above 500. The 6-5 Kingfish visit the 7-4 Pit Spitters for a second straight night. They lead the Pit Spitters to the Kingfish at Turtle Creek Stadium in the top of the sixth by a score of 4-0. 3-1 to Stripling misses inside for ball four. Back-to-back walks taken by the 8-9 spots of the Raptor order here in the fourth inning. It'll bring up Trotter Boston, who's reached in both plate appearances he's had tonight. Drew a 6-pitch walk to begin the ballgame offensively for the Raptors. Back in the first inning, most recently doubled with two down back in the second. Royal Oak on the road, the 4-7 Leprechauns, one of the two new franchises to the Northwoods League, leading the Rockford Rivets at Rockford Stadium 7-0 in the top of the third inning. First pitch from Akamura to Boston misses well outside for ball one. Thunder Bay looking to get into double-digit wins and be the first Frontier League team this year to do so. The Border Cats on the road at Wade Stadium, home of the Duluth Huskies. They lead 5-4 in the top of the fourth to the Border Cats. Now time called by David Whittle. He's going to make his way out to the mound to talk to Akamura. Bottom three at Carson Park, home of the Eau Claire Express. They lead the Wilmer Stingers by a score of 4-2. 2-1 Waterloo over Rochester, a pair of under 500 teams going to battle at Riverfront Stadium in Iowa. That being the score. 5-3 Badlands over Mankato. It's the second of that doubleheader at ISG Field in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Minnesota Mud Puppies, the 36-game traveling team of the Northwoods League, they'll be here at Witter Field toward the end of the season in the first week of August. They're playing in their fourth game of the season, the 1-3 Mud Puppies trailing the 7-4 Bismarck Larks 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Wausau looking to get right after dropping their most recent two ball games after starting the season 9-0. They're on the road at Moonlight Grand Field again tonight. They lead the Lakeshore Chinooks 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 to Boston is lined foul. Right near the Craft River. Heads up down there. The count evens 1-1 on the Raptor second baseman. An opportunity for Wisconsin Rapids to extend their three-run lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Basurto's out on second. Stripling on first after the 8-9 spots in the Raptor order. Drew a pair of walks to begin this inning. 1-1 to Boston. Misses low and inside for ball two. We already talked about the Great Lakes West Division and their standings through 10 or so games. Got to take a look across the other three divisions in the Northwoods League as well. Nearly halfway through the first half already. Blink of an eye. The 2-1 from Akamura. Boston cranks this one in the air center field. It sends Best back. Out in front of the warning track, the yard will keep it in as the center fielder makes the grab for the first out of the inning. Runners will remain on first and second for Jorge Degatti. Out in the Great Lakes East, the Rockford Rivets in first place at 8-3. They're a game up on a pair of 7-4 teams. Battle Creek and Traverse City coming in at 7-4. Two 6-5 teams sit two games back of Rockford. It's Kalamazoo and the Kenosha Kingfish. Royal Oak at 4-7. They sit four back, and the 1-10 Kokomo Jackrabbits are 7 out of first place. Kokomo dropping their last six ball games. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Jorge Degatti is a fastball right down the middle, and it's called a strike. In the Great Plains East, Thunder Bay, we mentioned them looking for their 10th win of the season, would be the first Northwoods League team to get to 10 wins. Either them or Wausau could do that tonight. They're game and a half up on the next closest team. The second place La Crosse Loggers are 8-4. The 0-1 swung on and missed a breaking ball from Akamura. Had Degatti fooled, it's nothing at 2. Two 6-5 teams are in the Great Plains East, that being the Duluth Huskies and the Eau Claire Express, both teams sitting three games behind Thunder Bay. 0-2 the count, one out, a couple runners aboard, a 5-2 ball game for the Raptors here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The payoff to Degatti. Missing low and outside for ball one. Waterloo at 3-6 are 5 out of first place. Minnesota, 4.5 out with their 1-3 record. And Rochester, 7 back of the leader with a 2-9 record. 1-2 the count here on Degatti. Next pitch from Akamura misses low and outside. Out in the Great Plains West, it's the Bismarck Larks ahead of the pack. A 7-4 record. They lead the 6-4 Wilmer Stingers by just a half game. Mankato at second, the hosts of the 2024 Northwoods League All-Star Game. They're 5-4. The 2-2 to Degatti. Hit in the air, left field. Moreno battling the lights that are starting to settle in here at Witter Field, but finds his footing to make the grab for the second out of the inning. It'll be up to Jack Matthey with two on and two out now here in the home half of the fourth. The Badlands Big Sticks out in the Great Plains West, picking off where we left off. Under 500 at 5-6, they're two back of the Larks. 4-7, St. Cloud Rocks are three out of first place, and the Minot Hot Tots at 2-7 round out the group and are four back of Bismarck. Third time up for Matthey today. He's 0-1 in two plate appearances. The first pitch nearly hitting him on the inside corner from Akamura. Back pick from Whittle down to first, trying to get Bryson Stripling, but he slides in feet first safely to avoid a tag from Blake Guerin. Matthey went down looking to end the first inning, most recently led off the third, drawing a six-pitch walk. Akamura, the right-hander, working first base side of the rubber, the 1-0 count, and delivery misses inside for ball two on the Raptor-designated hitter. Projected starter to go tomorrow for Wisconsin Rapids, the right-hander Thomas Burns, through an inning against these Mallards, making his Raptor debut on Wednesday night. 2-0 pitch, Matthey taps this one foul out near the Raptor on deck circle and over to Grayson Schaefer. An energetic crowd here tonight at Witter Field. It's the sixth home game of 36. Still plenty of time to make your way out to the final 30 that we have to offer as the 2-1 is grounded foul down the third baseline. Akamura's worked an even count here on Jack Matthey. 2-2, two outs, 5-2 Raptors. Runners on first and second here in the fourth inning. Stripling and Basurto drew walks to lead off the inning. Bryson's on first, Nomar on second. The 2-2. This is low and inside for ball three. Basurto's walk on six pitches, five-pitch walk taken by Stripling. Schaefer on deck, McIntosh to follow. We're getting to the heart of the Raptor order. They got some more two-out juice in their bats. Runners taking off the 3-2. Hit on the ground, left side, Robinson in the hole. Backhands, gathers, fires to first. That throw is in front of the bag. It's an infield single for Jack Matthey, his second time aboard in as many innings. The bases are loaded with two outs here in the fourth for Grayson Schaefer. Serto to third, Stripling to second. It'll be up to the cleanup hitter out of BYU. The rally towel is going here for the Boise, Idaho native. Schaefer 0-1 at two plate appearances tonight, drew a four-pitch walk and scored on that Jake Beauchesne homer in the second inning. First pitch from Akamura to Schaefer. He's in there for a called strike. When we get to the fifth inning, 2-3-4 due up for the Mallards against Evan Parmer. Davis Hamilton, Alex Harrell, and Blake Guerin. 2-12 hitter entering tonight is Schaefer, the 0-1. Swing and a miss from Grayson. It's nothing at two. Raptors looking to extend their lead here, make it comfortable for the bullpen tonight. All four of their wins this year have required a save for Max Weitzel. Looking to try and get one without needing the help of the right-hander from Ohio Dominican tonight. The 0-2, broken bat hit on the ground right side to the second baseman, Davis Hamilton. He'll field and throw to first in time. The Raptors leave the bases loaded. It's a scoreless bottom of the fourth for Shuto Akamura. 5-2 the score. We head to the fifth from historic Witter Field. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Port Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, bound WFHR back for the top of the fifth inning from historic Winter Field. 5-2 the score. Evan Parmer back out for his second inning of work tonight. He's got the 2-3-4 spots in the Mallard order set to face him. Look at the scoring across our right center field scoreboard at Winter Field. One run for Madison in each of the first two innings. The Rafters plating three in the second, coming off a two-run homer as well from Jake Beauchesne. And oh yeah, Beauchesne did the exact same thing. An inning later, a two-run blast in the home half of the third as well for the Rafters center fielder. He is due up second in the fifth inning. First pitch from Evan Parmer to Davis Hamilton misses up and out for ball one. Our two starters tonight through three innings. Tyson Romero for the visitors, going three frames, allowing four hits and five runs, all of them earned as the 1-0 pitch. Skied in the air, shallow left center field. The shortstop McIntosh out, calling off Nomar Basurto, the left fielder, to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Four walks and two punchouts for the right-hander Romero of Madison, throwing 53 pitches. For your Rafters, it was Zach Voss going three innings, allowing six hits and two runs, both of which were earned. Voss only walked one Mallard hitter and struck out two while throwing 45 pitches. First delivery to Alex Harrell is lined foul off the grandstands down the first base line. It's nothing and one on Harrell, the DH of Madison. Harrell's 0-for-2 thus far. Popped out to the second baseman, Trotter Boston, back in the first. Went down swinging against Voss to begin the third. Parmer out of the windup, gets the signs from Stripling, the 0-1. Fouled straight back to the netting, it's nothing and two. Blake Aaron on deck, Jake Monroe to follow, a few right-handed bats to face Evan Parmer in his second outing as a Wisconsin Rapids Raptor. Both coming here at Winter Field. The 0-2 from Parmer. Breaking ball on the inside corner. It just misses downstairs. Two runs on six hits and no errors for Madison. Five runs on five hits and no errors for your Rafter. We sit here in the top of the fifth inning. Comes the 1-2. This one shot in the air. Center field. Beauchesne coming in on it. Diving. Did he make that catch? He did. Have yourself a night, Jake Beauchesne. A couple of two-run homers and a diving grab in center field for the second out of this fifth inning. Take a bow, young man. What a play. And it'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Blake Aaron, with nobody on and two out in the frame. Beauchesne's made a handful of highlight reel grabs. That just adding to the collection so far this summer. First pitch to Guerin from the right-hander. Parmer is on the outside corner. It's dotted for a called strike. After Monroe, the on-deck circle is Justin Best to follow. I think Beauchesne just finished up his freshman year at the junior college level. It's the 0-1 misses low and inside. Saddleback College have mentioned his collegiate stats a handful of times on the radio broadcasts for the Rafters this season. The 1-1 pitch to Guerin fouled down the first baseline. It's now 1-2. Beauchesne in 44 games for the Saddleback College Bobcats this past spring was a 329 hitter and had a 931 OPS. It turns out He's got quite the glove as well. The 1-2 to Guerin. Misses outside for ball two. And for Beauchesne, getting on base at a 939 clip, slugging 538 at Saddleback this past year. The 2-2 fouled away down the left field line by Guerin. My favorite stat from Beauchesne in the spring, games that the Bobcats won, he was a 410 hitter. But in games they did not, he was a 170, which I guess makes sense in theory, but having splits that drastic, if the Bobcats were winning ball games, a lot of it had to do with Jake Beauchesne. Here comes the 2-2 once again to Guerin. Chopped foul down the third baseline. We'll see what the Rafters can add on in the bottom of the frame. Evan Parmer has gone 5-up, 5-down so far in relief of Zach Voss tonight. Out of the windup, gets the signs from Stripling, has his decision the next 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Guerin down on strikes. Another 1-2-3 inning for Evan Parmer. He's got two scoreless here out of the bullpen tonight. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. 5-6-7. Do it for your Rafters. You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles, from opening day to all those summer nights. You'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Third pitcher into the ballgame as we enter the home half of the fifth inning from historic Winterfield. It's the right-hander Liam Stump, 6'1" out of Madison College in Dodgeville, Wisconsin. The redshirt sophomore wearing a unique number on the hill for the Mallards, number 94. As your Rafters lead it 5-2 in the fourth consecutive ballgame against these Madison Mallards here this week. Kyler McIntosh to lead off the inning, 5-6-7. The man of the night, Jake Beauchesne, in the on-deck circle. Mason Onati to follow. McIntosh struck out swinging to begin his night in the second, reached on a 5-4 fielder's choice, and later scored in the third. First pitch swinging, hits a line drive into left field. It's down for a base hit. McIntosh hit the bag strong at first, but he'll halt and retreat. It's his second hit as a Rafter, and it begins this bottom half of the fifth inning. Another WFHR shout-out here at Winterfield. Tuning into all 72 games this year, this is game 11 of 72, folks. We still got a long ways to go. Appreciate you hanging out with me all summer long. Season 15 of Rafters baseball. Here is Jake Beauchesne, the San Clemente, California native. Stump set the first pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Beauchesne 2-for-2 with a pair of two-run homers. Also just made a highlight reel diving grab in center field in the top half of the fifth inning if you're just joining us. Each team with six hits, no errors. But the Rafters lead it by three. Stump set the 0-1. Beauchesne taps this one foul in front of the Rafter dugout. How incredible would it be to have a three-home run game this early into the season at historic Winterfield? There's still plenty of time. We're only in the fifth. Beauchesne will surely get at least two more cracks at it tonight, the way the Raptor offense has been swinging it. Stumps 0-2. It's this one hard on the ground down the third baseline. It'll roll foul into the Raptor bullpen. And a barehanded play made by the Raptor closer, Max Weitzel, down the line. Having some fun with the high number of bodies that are down there for the Raptors in the left field line. If you're looking down at the bullpen, there's a plethora of them. Another 0-2 coming from Stump to Jake Beauchesne. Swing and a miss, or foul tip. Whittle unable to hold on to it. Couldn't even hear the tip from up here in press row at Witter Field, so Beauchesne staying alive. We'll get another 0-2 pitch here. A fun crowd here tonight at Witter Field. Love to